And with that, we come to the time in our service where we lift up our joys and concerns. And first is the joy of the ministry of our church and a couple of things related to our worship. First, our beautiful purple flower arrangement this morning is given by Carol Muro in celebration of, you ready for this, her 90th birthday that's happening on May 21st. Happy birthday, Miss Carol, the absolute best neighbor a pastor could ever have. And so happy birthday to you. Well, the kids are going to miss seeing you. They're going to miss getting ice cream from your freezer, and especially the doggies are going to miss your doggy treats that you always give them. So a happy birthday, Miss Carol. We also have a donation to the Stillman Sawyer Family Service Center food basket donation given by the Nishimura family in celebration of daughter Dale Juffer Brooks' birthday on May 6th and Richard Nishimura's 95th birthday on May 13th. And so a happy birthday to Dale and to Richard. So blessings to our favorite Richard Nishimura. So thank you, Jane, for that. So for Carol, Dale, and Richard, as they celebrate birthdays, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. All right, I had one prayer request that came in this morning from the Austria family for Ray Austria's brother, Alvin Austria, who is recovering from a triple bypass surgery. And so for Alvin and the healing process, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And not to try to personalize everything, but now that last week had its announcement, I have to tell you my story. Can I tell you one story? So a week ago Tuesday, I went up to Simi Valley to have my introduction with their SPRC committee. And I walked into the room with the current pastors and the district superintendent, and I immediately caught eyes with one of the members of the SPRC and immediately started laughing, because to me, Ray Austria was sitting in that meeting. It was Ray Austria's brother, Jell, that was sitting there with a very definite Ray Austria smile on his face. And I said, "You are an Austria." And he said, "Yes." And I said, "I'm the pastor at Torrance First." And he goes, "Oh." I said, "You can't tell your brother." "Okay." So I don't have to lose the Austria family. I just get the other side of it. The little connections in life. But my friends, with that, I invite us to go to God in prayer. As our scripture this morning, I've picked the beloved Psalm 23. And so Carol Penner wrote this beautiful pastoral prayer based upon it. And so will you pray with me? Gentle Shepherd, thank you for the way you have led us to green pastures and still water. You've shown us beauty this week that has fed our souls. The brilliant green of the budding trees glowing in the morning sun, the delicate symphony the birds sing each morning, the caress of the warm sun on our unpraised cheeks, the fragrance of lilac in the morning. Some of us have walked through dark valleys this week, and all of us know someone in a dark valley. Valleys of sickness, grief, uncertainty, fear. You meet us there in the darkness, and you protect us. Our enemies are present in our lives, forces that would take us away from you. Pride, envy, hatred, selfishness, all played out on an individual and corporate level. We need your help in our lives. You have heard the concerns of our hearts that were spoken during our sharing time today. And you heard the concerns that were unspoken, which weigh too heavily for us to share them. We call on you for help, and you guide us carefully. You have provided for our basic needs this week. Thank you for the food we've eaten, for the luxury of variety in our diet, for the joy of cooking, and for the clean water that comes out of our taps. You anoint us with oil. You gift us with grace, providing unexpected blessings over and over, encouragement and new strength when we falter, tender compassion when we are spent. Goodness and mercy is following us all the days of our lives, and we give thanks for this good life, for life and breath this day, a day to praise and thank you. We want to stay in your presence forever. And now in that desire to be in your presence, Lord, we gather our voices and hearts together to pray your prayer taught to us by your Son, Jesus Christ, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.